By the 1800s, New York had become the center of American clothing production. Southern plantation owners found that it was more efficient to buy their slaves' clothes in New York than for the slaves to spend time and labor to make their own. And later, New York expanded the clothing business with thousands of ready-made Civil War army uniforms. German immigrants took quickly to the garment industry, soon becoming contractors, as the huge influx of Eastern Europeans provided plentiful cheap labor to exploit. The sweatshop system was close to slavery, with contractors acting as merciless taskmasters. In the sweatshops, it was common to sit huddled over a sewing machine or bent over needlework for up to 15 hours a day. And with the stoves blasting away all day to heat the irons, the rooms were stiflingly hot. The air was stale and filled with contagions in these close quarters. Illness brought on by exhaustion, poor nutrition, and crowded conditions was just a part of daily hardscrabble life on the Lower East Side. Not all immigrants who sewed piecework did so in sweatshops. Many women took in homework. This at least allowed mothers to stay home while they worked and take care of their children. With no enforceable labor laws, often the children also worked long hours to help the family survive. The reformer Jacob Riis noted in 1900, "I have found in three rooms, father, mother, 12 children, and 6 boarders. They sleep on the half-made clothing for beds." Still today, Lower East Siders remain closely tied to the garment industry.